USA Radio News.
Michael Flynn's sentencing for lying to the FBI will be postponed after a federal judge today suggested all sides wait until President Donald Trump's former national security advisor was finished cooperating with special counsel Robert Mueller's probe. The federal judge did apologize after bringing up that Flynn could be charged with treason, to which Robert Ray, former Whitewater Independent Counsel, tells Fox News.
It's important that people not misunderstand what happened here. There is no evidence to suggest that General Flynn committed treason.
The clock is ticking toward a partial shutdown of the federal government at the end of the week. South Dakota Republican Senator Mike Rounds tells Fox News he hopes a bill can get passed.
That's what we're hoping for right now. I think Chairman Shelby's got the right idea. It doesn't get any better waiting any longer, and a continuing resolution really is not the right way to go.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey appointed Representative Martha McSally to replace outgoing Senator John Kyle in the Senate. Kyle was appointed to the late Senator John McCain's seat in September. President Trump is looking into the case of a former U.S. service member charged with the murder of a suspected Taliban bomb maker who was responsible for the deaths of two Marines. Major Matt Goldstein's wife, Julie, tells Fox News she's grateful the president is looking into the case against her husband.
If this is what it takes to get this to come to an end, that is wonderful and we welcome it. If no one in Army leadership is willing to step in, and it is up to the president, we thank him for tweeting about it and getting it out there.
She also believes
this is the army of Manning and Bergdahl. If those are the kinds of people that we want in the army, that's what we're going to end up with, because who are we going to have in our ranks if this is what we do to our good men?
Goldstein lost his Silver Star from the incident and left the army in 2015 with a general discharge. This is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
This week marks 1 year since the passage of the Tax Cuts and Job Act, which reduced tax rates for individuals, increased the standard deduction, and cut the corporate tax rate from 35 to 21%. Gary Cohen served as chief economic advisor to President Trump during the tax debate. He was on CBS This Morning and was challenged regarding wages, and he says wages are going up.
I think when you see 3.1% wage growth against 2% inflation, we've got 1.1% real wage growth. For the prior 10 years before the tax reform was done, we had zero wage growth. So we've had real wage growth in the United States for the last year. You cannot deny that.
Cohen next addresses the debt problem that we face here in America.
I'm not going to sit here and deny that we've got a debt problem. I think we've got a huge debt problem, and I'll be the first to tell you that. But our debt problem is not a revenue problem. As you just said, our revenue was up this year, even with the new tax legislation. We have a spending problem in this country.
But the revenue would have been higher under previous policy.
It may have been higher. You don't know that. You don't know that. You know, the interesting thing is, you say the revenue would have been higher. We don't know if the 500-plus companies that went out and gave bonuses to their workers the weeks after the tax plan was enacted, we don't know if those bonuses would have been given. We don't know if some of those pensions would have been funded. We don't know if some of the companies that raised wages right after the tax plan, if they would have been raised or not. So we say it would have been higher. We don't know that.
For USA Radio News,